Our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles gives us the importance and the immensity of preaching the Word of God to the people. It teaches us not just speak the Word, but live the Word, even in times of threat and danger. This is what the apostles showed us after the resurrection of Jesus. The presence of Jesus in their lives led them to boldly preach, share, and love the Word of God, the good news that the risen Christ brought to them. Even if they were arrested and jailed, Peter and John, rescued by the angel of the Lord, urged the two apostles to stand, be brave, and tell the people about the life with Jesus Christ. Go stand in the temple and tell the people the whole message about this life. When the apostles preached with sincerity and love, ignoring the hardships they experienced in front of the Sanhedrin and risking their lives for the gospel, people accepted them with warm support and approval. The people saw the burning love that Jesus planted in the apostles' heart. And because of that love, they don't even fear death or persecution. They know that no one can separate them from the love of the risen Lord. The sincerity and honesty of the message and the apostles towards it also echoes our gospel for today. The love of God the Father for humanity, especially for us sinners, sincerely manifested in giving His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The teachings of Jesus summarize in John 3:16 when He said to Nicodemus, "God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that everyone who believes in Him may not perish, but may have eternal life." That's the epitome of the gospel that Jesus preached to the people of His time until today. Gospel. G, God so loved the world that He gave His O and S only Son, that all may not be perish, but may have EL eternal life. That's the gospel. So my brothers and sisters, we are loved by God. He gave us Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are given a light to guide our path. We are always invited to remain with that light, to remain with the risen Christ, because to those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. So let us not come back to the dark. Let us remain with the light. Let us remain with Christ. Let us be strong as we experience crisis in our lives today. We will overcome this together with Christ because He promised us that He will never abandon us. Like the apostles, let us stand And be brave to face challenges in life, hardships and difficulties. The apostles continued spreading and sharing the good news amidst their difficult situation because they knew that the life, light, and power of Jesus Christ were their armor in winning the battle. To remember that everyone who seeks the truth is already being guided by the light of Christ, even if they are not yet aware of it. People of faith who are open to the light of Christ will share forever the eternal light of the living God who made us all. So let us stand, be brave, and we will win this battle because the risen Lord conquer everything. We will defeat any hardships and difficulties with the armor of Christ. Amen.